6:36 at WRCT with new music from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Next hour, Paul Simon by request, but right now, the Classics 4 are going to take us to news time.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. I don't know where I stand.
on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky. Oh, alright, I said spooky.
I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tuke City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh. Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service going into class February 10th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Some doctors and pro-choice advocates are urging people to pre-order so-called abortion pills, citing a looming Texas court decision that might ultimately prohibit access to them nationwide.
The group Power to Decide says it has compiled the largest verified directory of the abortion access landscape across the country. The Abortion Finder map shows not only how many in-person providers are in each state, but also the latest stages of pregnancy at which an abortion would be legal in those states. Tara Mancini with Power to Decide says in Arizona, legal challenges have led to confusion about the law.
In Arizona, there's a 15-week ban, but there was also the free Roe ban from the days when Arizona was a territory. The last AG, you know, was trying to say that that was still able to be implemented.
Arizona's trigger law enacted a statewide abortion ban after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. But that ban is being challenged in court. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
For the past 5 years, Texans' priorities for improving health care haven't changed, but in the latest survey, the need for more mental health programs ranks higher on the list of what would enhance their lives.
The poll, conducted in late 2022 by the Episcopal Health Foundation, shows almost two-thirds of Texans support increased state spending on health care, the highest percentage in 5 years. The foundation's Brian Sasser says Texans are looking to state leaders for help to improve health outcomes.
67% of Texans, when you ask them about what their top health care priorities should be, they either say it should be lowering prescription costs, reducing what it costs to get health care, or increasing access to health insurance.
Sasser says a survey conducted annually since 2018 found the largest support ever for Medicaid expansion at 72%. I'm Roz Brown.
That poll also found that Texans believe reducing the number of women who die from causes related to pregnancy and childbirth should be a top health care priority for the state. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing probes into former President Donald Trump, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. Sources told ABC News the subpoena from special counsel Jack Smith requests documents and testimony related to the failed attempt by Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election, which culminated in the deadly January 6 attack on the Capitol. ABC News reports the subpoena follows months of negotiations between federal prosecutors and Pence's legal team. This is Public News Service.
News and music. That's Future Sonic Radio,
You might have been a pilot, but a Mitchell fail.
The 2 o'clock hour with The Who here on Radio 9 at 208. Much more music time. I'm Jay Tharber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. I really do appreciate it. It's the only reason that sometimes it's what gets me out of bed on Saturday. Coming down here and hanging out with you folks. This week was particularly hard. I'll have more to say about this, I think, later on in the hour. You know, we do this show in downtown McKeesport, and we've done it here more or less for 5 years or so now. And a lot of you know I'm very involved in some different organizations here that have been trying to work with different community groups and church organizations and city officials to try to build up the community, which has never caught a break. I was talking to the priest at my church this week, and she said, boy, McKeesport just can't catch a break, can she? She's right. We had two police officers shot on Monday, but for quick thinking. Not that the other two were not quick thinking, but the third officer was shot at, and he escaped injury. One police officer dead, another one seriously wounded, over a domestic dispute. Just talking to another friend this week, and he said, yeah, this is, you know, every time it seems like we take one step forward, we take three steps back. Of course, the whole Pittsburgh region, not a stranger to violence, especially gun violence. You know, in the time it took me to say this, probably somebody in the Allegheny County area has been wounded by a gun, or someone has heard gunfire. And that makes me very angry, to put it mildly. Anyways, the funeral for Sean Slagansky will be this coming Tuesday. Friends are being received Sunday and Monday at the John F. Slater Funeral Home on Brownsville Road. He was a native of that area, the Baldwin area. Lots of teachers there. He only graduated in 2009, a young guy. So lots of teachers there know him and remember him fondly. Lots of people also remember the other officer who was wounded, Chuck Thomas, who's somebody that I frequently would see volunteering around town, especially with any kind of youth organization. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, they had Shop with a Cop at Walmart, where kids who would not maybe get Christmas presents otherwise get to go and pick something out. And Chuck volunteered for that. So lots of people know him, and I've never bumped into the guy. I'm sure he doesn't know who I am, but I've never bumped into that guy. He didn't have a joke. So a hard week here in McKeesport. And like I said, I may have something more to say about that later on. There is a memorial fund that has been established by Teamsters Local Union 205. It is at Parkview Community Federal Credit Union here in the city. The family will receive 100% of the donations, according to the local. Checks may be made payable to Sean Slagansky Memorial Fund, care of Parkview Community Federal Credit Union, 2100 Eden Park Boulevard, McKeesport, 15132. That's Sean Slagansky Memorial Fund, care of Parkview Community Federal Credit Union, 2100 Eden Park Boulevard in McKeesport. 15132 is the zip. Our deepest sympathies to Sean's many friends, and our prayers and thoughts with Chuck Thomas. Sean is survived by his mother, his fiance, a little girl who's not yet 2 years old, sisters, nieces, his grandmother, and aunts and uncles. Okay, so that, let's do this right now, huh?
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine? Must be something.
RCT.
Music Radio. It's over, well over, in my mind and in my heart. It's over, well over, but then again, it didn't have a good start. Tell me, try sell me, it could have been all I asked. It's over, well over, yes there it flows away, a distant past.
Facebook. I just reshared it on my Facebook wall of Forbes Field from about 1963, and right smack up against it, Hillman Library is under construction, and it still breaks my brain a little bit when I think of the fact that Hillman Library at Pitt and the Forbes Field were neighbors for several years, if you couldn't think of two buildings that were more dissimilar than Hillman Library. So if you walk through that passageway in Oakland between the law school and Hillman, Posvar Hall and Hillman, just imagine Forbes Field there. And the Pirates probably losing the game, but that's because I'm a ding-dong.
Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding.
Chime time. New music from Bishop Briggs coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. A lot of people think this show is the Etzel of Pittsburgh radio. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, you know, the Etzel at least had some fans. They made at least some money off of the Etzel. What else do I want to tell you about? Tomorrow on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, it's that Homewood kid, the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Amos, with one-to-one in the Jazz Corner, often duplicated, not quite imitated. Wait. I got that backwards. Often imitated, not quite duplicated, only on 88.3 WRCT. Freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University. Coming up on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport at 5 o'clock, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Oldies Until Midnight. That's all coming up for you as close as your phone, laptop, computer, or your smart device. Ask Alexa or Siri or Echo. Play Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and we should pop right up, okay? All right. Just like a bad penny, we'll just keep turning up. Speaking of bad pennies, seniors are being targeted more than ever by scam artists over email, over the phone, through the U.S. mail. There is a program coming up on Saturday, March 25th, presented by the National Council on Aging, that will help seniors avoid scams. So if you are a senior citizen yourself or you're taking care of someone who might be vulnerable to a con artist, you need to know about this program. It's coming up Saturday, March 25th from noon until 1 p.m. at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center using the national accredited programming created by the National Council on Aging. They will review common scammer techniques and have tips on how you can protect you and your loved ones' finances. I thought that said fiancés, but no, it's finances. That's Saturday, March 25th. Starting at noon at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center, it's a one-hour program called Seniors Against Scams, Steps to Avoid Scams. Now, they are at 1832 Arboretum Drive in Renzi Park in McKeesport. For more information, mckeesportheritage.org. Seniors Against Scams, that's being presented at 12 noon Saturday, March 25th. It is a free program. No reservation is required.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Partly cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 42. Mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Cloudy on Sunday, 50. Cloudy Sunday night, low 28. Mostly sunny for Monday, high near 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 52. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 66. Showers move in Thursday night and Friday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 43 in Beaver County, 38 in Butler, 38 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 40 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 39 degrees with new music.
If you could.
From Bishop Briggs.
On the water. If you could hopscotch on trees. If you could fly the world in an hour. It would be no surprise to me. You don't need nobody to save you. There's always somewhere the rain's through, and you might not believe it, but I do. I just want you to see you're superhuman, bulletproof as can be. I know the truth is you can do anything, gonna fight your share of battles. The eye of the storm, but you'll get through it, 'cause you're superhuman. I was out in the deep end.
I was out in the deep end.
Wasn't even my own friend. But I had to give my story a new end.
Bishop Briggs, new music here on Radio 9.
The 1970 Chevrolet Nova is extremely comfortable and has over 2,917 cubic inches of padding. O.J. Simpson is not extremely comfortable and has only 27 cubic inches of padding. Nova has 307 cubic inches of standard V8 engine. O.J. Simpson does not have 307 cubic inches of standard V8 engine. Nova, though small and maneuverable, holds 5 fully grown adults at the same time. OJ does not hold 5 fully grown adults at the same time. Nova is available in a coupe, a sedan, and an SS version. OJ Simpson is not available in a coupe, sedan, and an SS version. In conclusion, we think it's fair to say that the 1970 Chevrolet Nova is a lot better automobile than OJ Simpson. Besides, the Nova costs a lot less to run.
The 1970 Nova has killed several people. O.J. Simpson. Well, never mind. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh is where the complaint letters should go. Also to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Right now in Pittsburgh, it's 2:30. Coming up at 3 o'clock, smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System. Right now off that Motown Power Pole of hits, it's Stevie Wonder.
A long time.
Chris in Monroeville called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Simon and Garfunkel. You say him, we play him. Going out for Chris Monroeville on Radio 9. Some people don't like the politics on the show, so if you don't like politics on your radio right now, you might want to go away for 3 minutes. I'm sure KDKA probably has some really nice infomercials for you. Probably Rob Pratt is talking to someone about weed whackers. Do you know what the leading cause of death for children in the United States is? And it's the only country in the world where this is true. The leading cause, every other country in the world, car crashes or terrible diseases, the leading cause of death for children. In the United States, it's guns. There's a fact for you. Do you know how many guns there are in the United States right now? Go ahead, guess. There are enough guns for every single man, woman, and child in the United States, plus some extras. In fact, there are more firearms in the United States than there are people. There are, I believe, 120 firearms in the United States for every 100 citizens. The next closest country, go ahead and guess. Is it Canada? No. England? No. They love hunting in Canada. That's why I brought them up. Germany? No. No. Yemen. Yemen is the next closest country to the United States for the number of firearms, and Yemen is having a civil war right now. So they literally need the guns to shoot one another. in the Civil War, and they have half as many guns. They've got about 58 guns for every 100 people, whereas we have more than one gun for every person in the United States. And I bring this up because, with the tragic death this week of a McKeesport police officer and the serious injury to another one, a lot of talk, I saw a lot of people say, well, there's a mental health crisis in this country. You know, the problem is that this gentleman that shot at these police officers had PTSD. Other countries, people have PTSD, newsflash. Other countries have mental illness. You know what they don't have? So many bleeping guns. I wrote about this on my blog at Jay Thurber's show. A couple times a month, I go over to the police station is right across. I can see the police station from the window of the radio studio. A couple times a month, I go over there and I pick up the police reports. And I have one on my desk, sort of. I don't really have a desk. But I have one on my desk, sort of, from Officer Slagansky, the officer who was murdered on Monday. And you know what it was? He caught a burglar who stole a gun. It's just become, you know, I keep hearing about gun violence. Gun violence. How do we stop gun violence? What do we do to reduce the gun violence? Who has an answer to stop the violence? Governor Shapiro, do you have an answer to stop the violence? Senator Casey, this one, that one. Who has an answer? Mayor Ed Gainey, do you have a response to the gun violence? We keep talking about the violence, but we never once ever talk about the guns. You know? And, I don't have much to say to add to this that couldn't be said better by someone smarter than me, right? Or even someone dumber than me. The more I see, if you could find someone dumber than me, good luck. I didn't realize this was a vocal. You sound real good there, Chet, but I didn't really want a vocal right now, so we're gonna kill you. Oh, bad choice of words there. Huh. Sorry, Chet. You're sounding real good there, but we're gonna... I don't have anything to add to this that, like I said, couldn't be said by someone smarter or dumber than me. I don't know when we're going to deal with this problem that we had a 13-year-old kid killed in Clareton a couple of weeks ago. And I actually saw someone on social media, said more than one person on social media, arguing that the problem is that there need to be gun safety classes taught in school. How does that prevent... What? I took gun safety classes when I was a teenager, but the problem is not that he didn't know how to hold the gun or operate it safely. The problem is he had a gun and he shot another 13-year-old. I don't know how every one of us is not on the phone every single day to our elected representatives, Republicans and Democrats alike, saying something about this. I do predict that someday some smart Republican is going to break with the National Rifle Association and with the gun lobby, and they're going to call for sensible handgun controls. And that person, maybe that's what will break the ice. I don't know. But until then, here's another fun statistic for you. Fun, question mark, or quotation marks around fun. Out of all of the firearms in the United States, with about 350 million people in the United States, there's about 7 billion people living on the planet. Out of all the firearms in the United States, almost half of them are, or all the firearms in the world, almost half of them are in the United States. Something like 46% of all of the firearms in the world, we're not the largest country by any stretch of the imagination, either by population or land area, but we own half of all the firearms. That seems... are we ever going to deal with this? I guess not. And there will be more police officers shot, and there will be more civilians shot, and there will be more children shot, and there will be more schools and movie theaters and Kennywood and everywhere else, and more families will grieve, and then the news will move on to the next shooting and the next shooting and to the next shooting. And in fact, I posted this on my blog today, KDKA Radio. I just made fun of them a little while ago, but I'll make fun of them again. They had a story. Their top three headlines were shooting in Mount Oliver, fire somewhere. Oh, and are you ready for the Super Bowl? It doesn't even barely makes the news anymore. So when are we going to do something about all of the goddamn guns? I don't know. That's about all I have to say about that topic. I should probably shut up now. There are GoFundMes set up for the two police officers who were shot on Monday. If you go to jthurbershow.com, there is a link to the one for Officer Slagansky's family, and there's another one for the link to Officer Thomas's family. And I apologize. I have been trying not to be so political on this show, but I don't feel like this should be a political thing. It should not be political. It should be every single person, especially those of us who are responsible gun owners, we should be doing or saying something, and I don't know what it is.
McKee's Sports Zone, Tube City Online Radio.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding on Radio 9. I think we need a laugh, and we've got one coming up, I hope, right after this important message.
As a father, I've done everything I can to protect my children. For my family, getting the COVID vaccine is about protecting the whole family now and in the future. That's why I'm making sure my children get the COVID vaccine and protect their health. For me, it's one less health risk to worry about. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Speaking of laughs, someone just messaged me. I played that commercial for the Chevy Nova. They said, although O.J. Simpson is not available in a Chevy Nova edition, you can get him in a Ford Bronco.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together, and they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another number. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Keep that in mind tomorrow when you watch the Super Bowl. That's Andy Griffith. What it was football.
WCZ.
At 2:56 chime time, we're going to close out with Bruce Springsteen wishing that he could turn back the hands of time. If I could turn back the hands of time, we'd do another 3 hours for you, but we can't. We'll see you next Saturday from noon until 3 here on the radio.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pittsburgh Penguins took 59 shots on goal on Friday night as they defeated the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 6-3. Two of the shots that mattered came off the stick of P.O. Joseph. He became only the eighth rookie defenseman in franchise history to score twice in a single game, Pens beating the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 6-3. The Pitt Panthers men's team defeated the Florida State Seminoles today by a score of 83-75. The Duquesne Dukes men defeated St. Bonaventure 56-54. The Pitt Panthers women are playing Georgia Tech on Sunday afternoon. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans basketball teams split two games with Emory yesterday. The men won 63-60, but the women's team lost to Emory. They are both back in action on Sunday when they take on Rochester. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Becoming partly sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 42. Cloudy overnight, low 30. Mostly cloudy Sunday, high near 50. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 52. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 66. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 43 in Beaver County, 38 in Washington, 40 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Warwood in Oakland, it's 39 degrees. We're going to leave you with Bruce Springsteen.
The first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Be good to yourself. Be good to the people around you. Stay tuned right now for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
That makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a...
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh.
No, not really.
Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.